Oh, where is this radio program for seniors? I can't find it. Errol, what's this radio thing called that we're looking for seniors?
Oh, I don't know, Arthur. Isn't it wireless something or something wireless? You should have written it down when I told you to.
Hang on. I think this might be it.
You're listening to Radio Coda.
Found it.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Coda, a weekly podcast radio show for older Queenslanders, proudly brought to you by the Council on the Ageing Queensland. I'm your host Andy Neal, and as always, it's great to have your company. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, and let's see what we've got in store for you on the show this week.
Founded in 1957, Council on the Ageing, CODA Queensland, is a not-for-profit organisation advancing the rights, needs and futures of people as we age. Working in partnership with the Queensland Government, local councils, community organisations and the community to create an age-friendly Queensland. To join or to find out more, visit cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348.
Radio Coda. On Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, Cyclone Debbie roared across the Queensland coast, making landfall between Bowen and Airlie Beach. With winds reaching 263 kilometres an hour and 10-metre waves that pounded the shoreline, more than 400 millimetres of rain drenched the region, leaving in excess of 63,000 homes without electricity and water. This is one person's account of the destruction and terror that was Cyclone Debbie and the work still going on to clean up and restore hope and normality to this beautiful but devastated region of Queensland.
A big wind came and blew the town away.
Our special guest today is Jane Milne. Jane is the Chief Executive of the Whitsunday Leisure Activity Centre. Jane, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Coda.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody.
Jane, we thought it'd be a really appropriate time to speak with you in light of recent events and specifically the devastation of Cyclone Debbie that roared through there. So just very quickly, Jane, what exactly does the Whitsunday Leisure Activity Centre do and your role there?
Okay, so our facility enables our seniors to come along and do some social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We do some community engagement, and it's just a little bit of an outing for them so that they're not isolated and sitting at home by themselves or getting depressed and that type of thing. When you get into your older years, you sort of become a little bit more relaxed, and we're trying to get you sort of still incorporated into the community and engaging in the community. That's what our main aim is, and to keep you at home as long as possible and giving them some activities to keep them stimulated and still active in society.
Fantastic. And you're located where exactly?
We're actually located in Proserpine.
Okay.
We're at 17 Stanbury Street in Proserpine.
Okay, now Proserpine, from what we've seen on the news down here in Brisbane, you pretty much caught the brunt of Debbie, didn't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was a massive storm that lasted for such a long, long time, and we were literally in the bottom end of the eye, and we got hit quite considerably.
Severely. And when you say a long time, Jane, how long would that have been?
Oh, we probably would have been close to probably 15 to 18 hours when the first session came through.
Yeah.
Then the eye, and we had that for about an hour or so, where it was sort of still but was a little bit windy. And then the next side of the cyclone came through.
Mm.
And, yeah, it went for a good probably overall 36 hours
of
constant drumming of 260 to 280 kilometre an hour winds and rain.
Mm.
It was devastating. It was not an experience I really want to go through again.
No, I bet you don't. And I expect just that period of time of being in the eye must be, I suppose, to some degree, a pleasant break from what you've dealt with. But the anticipation of what's to come would be quite frightening as well.
It was. It's very eerie,
and
you sort of think, oh, we've got a bit of a lull. Let's go and sort of see what damage has already happened.
Mm.
And then next minute, the wind starts up again, and it comes from the other direction. And a lot of our participants found that second part of the cyclone was the worst. That's where a lot of the damage was done in the second stage of the cyclone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty horrendous.
Big wind came and blew the town away.
Nobody can predict the future, so planning ahead can bring peace of mind to you, your family, and your friends. Planning ahead can ensure your financial, medical, and personal wishes are respected and followed. Coda Queensland have developed information sessions about choosing an enduring power of attorney, planning ahead, and how to identify key people in your life who know and respect you, and, should they be required, will act on your wishes. These sessions are free, interactive, and available from February 2017 until May 2018 in various locations throughout Queensland. If you're part of a community or seniors group and think this session would benefit your members, contact bookings@cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348 for more information or to make a booking for your community or seniors group. This project is funded by the Queensland Government, Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services, with the support of the Public Trustee.
You're listening to Radio COTA.
Did you suffer a lot of damage there at the centre itself?
We did get a little bit of water damage. We got through about 30 centimetres of water throughout the facility. Flooded, came in through the doors, came in through our kitchen. We've got an area in the kitchen with the exhaust fan. So the power of that, it just came straight through the roof through the exhaust fan. And yeah, we were pretty much covered in water for that full 2 days. So when we actually came to inspect it on the weekend after the event, yeah, there was still water pools everywhere throughout our facility.
Wow. I expect you had a number of willing hands of Mud Army type folk that were there to help.
Oh, definitely. That's the great thing about our community. The community spirit that's been here in Proser Pine has been absolutely awesome. We've had the Army came through. We've had the Red Cross. We've had every type of services that you could name the government has sent in. And like even our next door neighbour, we aligned to the high school.
Right.
And so they had quite a considerable amount of damage as well. So we had iron and everything in our yard from the roofing. But our neighbours, they just pitched in. They came in and made sure that we were safe and cleaned up. And we had a good 3 days of like a full-on blitz of the whole facility to get it up and opening for business effective from yesterday. The community spirit is, you see it come out in its true colours when events like this happen.
Yeah, well, they talk about that Aussie heart, that Aussie spirit and the mateship that's there, but it really is times like this that you do see it come to reality, hey?
Oh, that's so true. And our community here in Proser Pine and Cannonvale, Airlie Beach has been absolutely awesome.
And Jane, for the older members of the community there in Proser Pine, but in the Whitsundays in general, how has it been for them? Has it been a harder thing for the older people?
It has. It's been very traumatic for them. As we've started back yesterday, the amount of our seniors that came through that just came to sit down and have a chat, because some of them, their families don't reside here either with them, so they haven't had that outlet to basically release and let all that anxiety in, because it was really, really scary. And there's a lot of our seniors that, they just needed that company, and it has impacted them quite considerably.
Yeah, I'm sure just trying to deal with that going on around you, particularly if you're on your own, at any age would be a frightening thing.
Definitely. We've had one of our participants, she was in the media recently. She was left in her own home there for over 36 hours. The power went out and she was sitting in her electric chair and no one found her till like 36 to 48 hours after. She hadn't moved out of that chair for that whole period.
Yeah.
And it was only because of the concerned neighbours to see and to check on how she was going that found her. She could have been there a lot longer. So, it's pretty traumatic when you lose your power, you lose your water, and then you've got this cyclonic wind blowing everything around, sheds are blowing, like you just see it go past your windows, and pretty horrific.
Big wind came and blew the town away.
Radio COTA has been created for you, our listeners. Email us at radiocota@cotaqld.org.au to give us your feedback, offer topic suggestions, share your stories and let us know what interests you. Radio COTA is funded by the Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services in Queensland. Send us a line, we would love to hear from you.
You're listening to Radio COTA.
And you were saying before we came on air, Jane, this is what, a couple of weeks later?
Yes.
That there's still some up there that haven't got power and water.
That's exactly right.
Mm.
Down in our Kennevale and some of our outlying areas, down in our remote sites, yeah, they're still waiting for the electricity and the water to come back on.
Wow.
It's still working on generators and, yeah, it's been a trying time for them. And luckily, though, we haven't had any serious injuries or deaths or anything like that, which has been awesome to hear. But
it's a blessing, yes.
It's very blessing. And it's just emotionally, it is taking its toll on a lot of our seniors.
Yeah, yeah. And amongst the seniors of the community, were there any that actually lost their homes?
Yes, there has been. They've lost their possessions. Basically, because we're an area that our buildings are older, styled homes, those homes did disintegrate, lost roofs. Because of the force of the wind, the windows blew in, so then all the rain and that came through, and then they lost half the house. Those persons have been placed in housing, that they've actually put some accommodation for those particular persons so that they're trying to get themselves back on their feet again.
Yeah. For those of us, Jane, in the wider community, and I mean, you know, beyond the Whitsundays, is there anything that we can be doing to help? Is there anything that all the people up there are still in need of?
Well, most of it has been sorted with the government because I think they sort of came in pretty quickly and saw that the need was there, and we had our armed forces. Our community groups like our Lions, our Lionesses, our Rotary, they've really pitched in. The only thing, I know that there's grants and that sort of stuff with financial, but people like have lost their possessions. So
yeah.
Clothing, furniture, those sort of things that they're going to be looking for very shortly. And there has been some really good groups down in our Airlie Beach area that have done that, that the families that weren't hit as bad have gone out and commissioned to try and get those sort of, they're not essentials, but they're just something to make their home a home again.
They're still necessities, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners wanted to get in touch or to see how they could help or however it might be, what would be the best way for them to get in touch with you there, Jane?
To get in touch with us here, you can contact us via phone on 07494552189.
Right.
We are on Facebook as well, so you can, some of our seniors, if you're a bit tech-savvy, Facebook, and you can like us and put your comments in there, and we can be in contact with you through our Facebook page.
Fantastic. You know, we've all felt a part of it, even those of us that weren't there. Debbie certainly has continued on down the coast to give us a bit of a lashing, certainly nothing to the extent that you had, and then crossed the ditch and did the same to our Kiwi cousins and still going,
exactly.
I believe. So she's not a lady that we're all that unhappy to see the back of. Jane, really appreciate all the work that you do up there. Really appreciate today you taking the time out to talk with us and just share a little bit of what's gone on there for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So if there is any seniors out there that are looking for somewhere to come, to have an outlet to talk to meet new friends, that type of thing, we're here for those people.
Fantastic. So we gave that number before and Facebook, wasn't it? Is there a website and an email?
Email address is info@wlacproserpine.com.au.
Right.
And our webpage is www.wlacproserpine.com.au.
Fantastic. Well, for any listeners that are interested in coming along and joining in the fun, please get in touch and have a look at the website. In the meantime, Jane, many thanks. We wish you the best as you continue to rebuild after the devastation of Debbie. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you very much.
What are we listening to?
Radio Coda.
You know, Arthur, this weather's been so hot, I reckon our electricity bill's going to go through the roof, and we haven't even been using our air conditioner this summer. Every time the power bill comes in, I feel like it's been written in another language. It's just so hard to understand. Prices are forever changing and those tariff thingies are so confusing.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. My old mate Bert was saying there were changes made in the electricity market last year, which means the electricity retailers can charge us whatever they want. Bert said it also means now that we can shop around for a better deal.
Be that as it may, Arthur, it's all too confusing, and I just don't have the time to be chasing around trying to sort it all out.
Well, you won't have to worry about that, Beryl. Have you heard about the Switched On Seniors?
No, I haven't. Switched On Seniors? Sounds like some kind of head-banging rock band.
Ah, you're a funny old bird you are, Beryl. No, it's a free information session that's being offered to seniors groups, and it helps explain all the electricity changes.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good idea, Arthur. Do you think they'd do one of those information sessions where our seniors group usually meets?
Well, that's the great part. You know that Radio Kota podcast thingy we listen to each week? Well, apparently the Kota Queensland people have what they call peer educators, and they travel all over southeast Queensland visiting seniors groups just like ours.
Well, that certainly makes it a lot easier. Let's sign up for that then.
I totally agree with you, my darling. So can you get on to organising that, please? I'm just a wee bit busy at the moment.
Busy? You're sprawled out in that old armchair of yours watching the cricket. Don't put your feet on the coffee table. You must have been born in a shed.
Opportunities are limited, so book early to secure a session for your seniors group or organisation. Visit www.cotaqld.org.au to obtain a booking form or email bookings@cotaqld.org.au. Here on Radio Kota, it's time for the news. Ant, we have made it to podcast number 50.
I'm so excited.
So, news time, and we're following on with our theme for the show this week, Cyclone Debbie.
She was a nasty piece of work, wasn't
she? She was. No one was terribly sorry to see her wobbling off into the distance as she left. So, great interview with Jane before, and you've got a little bit more to continue with. The aftermath of Debbie, what can you tell us? What's going on?
Well, it's been pretty horrific. Numerous reefs around the Whitsunday Islands have been left destroyed or seriously damaged by Cyclone Debbie. At this stage, there is uncertainty around the extent of the damage to the Great Barrier Reef network or how long the recovery will take. With the storm generating wind gusts of up to 260 kilometres per hour, the extent of the damage was felt throughout Queensland, causing extensive flooding all the way down to the Gold Coast and surrounding areas. Flying debris unleashed by the punishing winds caused severe damage to businesses and homes. Some homes were completely destroyed. Animals were abandoned, leaving organisations such as the RSPCA scrambling to assist. Evacuation centres refused access for pets, leaving many owners choosing to stay with their beloved pet in their own home.
That was a concern.
And it actually cost the RSPCA a couple of $100,000 to help out with these animals. It was really quite sad.
You think it would have been a bit cheaper for them to put some staff into the evacuation centres to look after the pets?
Yeah, makes sense when you say it out loud, but at least they've got a plan for the future, hopefully.
Indeed.
Over 2,500 schools were closed, which I can tell you some children were very happy about. The State Emergency Service and military set in motion to assist where they could when it was safe. There were no reported fatalities from the storm itself, but in floodwaters in the aftermath. Six people were killed. A mother and her two children were killed when the car slid off a muddy road, and only one child survived.
So sad.
It was terrible. That poor little girl. Very brave little girl. We saw repeated reports of people trying to drive through the floodwaters, people surfing in the turbulent waves, with some needing rescuing, putting the lives of others at risk for a few cheap thrills. Really stupid stuff. Properties and possessions can be replaced, lives cannot. So how do we learn from this? Don't wait until it's too late. Prepare early. Check that your insurance for your home care and contents are covered. Check your policy to see if it includes debris cleanup and disposal. Importantly, we all need to heed the warning of emergency services. If it's flooded, forget it. Disconnect all electrical appliances, turn off the gas and power. Check your mobile phone has full power. Fit a portable radio with fresh batteries, pack a torch, first aid kit, spare batteries, important documents, toiletries, games, blankets, warm clothing and towels, and some cash. Stock your safety area with essentials, including non-perishable food, water, pet food, medications, etc. Have a pet emergency plan prepared. Sandbag your property. Tape up or board up your windows. Stay inside at all times. Don't venture outside in the eye of the storm. Shelter in the bathroom or the strongest room in the house. Take your emergency kit. Check on neighbours and elderly residents in the days leading up to the event and check on them after when it's safe to do so. By preparing ourselves better before disasters, we can help take the strain off the SES and let them focus on those who need help the most. Emergency plan and emergency kit information can be found at getready.qld.gov.au, and for life-threatening emergencies, of course, dial 000. The State Emergency Services can be contacted on 132 500. To keep up to date with any storm's progress, go to www.bomb.gov.au and tune into your local radio station for warnings and advice. Most of all, keep your loved ones, including your pets, safe.
Yeah, and that's BOMB without the extra B. It's just BOM for the Bureau of Meteorology.
That's correct.
We all fall into that thing of thinking, well, it never happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big one to come of what you just said there was, as soon as it's safe to do so, get out and check on your neighbours. I'm horrified by that story that Jane told us of that lady that sat in her wheelchair for 36 hours.
It's terrible, isn't it? But I have to say, I have not seen flooding like this. I've lived in Queensland my whole life, and I've never seen this type of flooding before. My daughter lives south of Beenleigh, and they were flooded in. It was just absolutely ridiculous. Beaudesert copped it really bad. There were people that couldn't even get into their own homes. It was so, so sad.
A lot that couldn't get out of their own homes.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll learn from this and prepare better in the future.
And there is a big upside to it in so far as Yatala Pies is up and running again.
I was devastated.
And they have a Cyclone Debbie pie now.
Oh, do
as
they?
Well,
which of course they do.
Has like a little ring of pineapple on top.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just hope they've really cleaned that place well because, you know, who wants a mud pie?
Well, 9 out of 10 kids. Can't be wrong.
Good point.
Anyway, so just continuing on the same line of thinking there, community support and recovery for victims of Debbie.
Yeah. Flood-affected residents in the Logan, Scenic Rim and Gold Coast local government areas are now able to access immediate financial help and support in the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Debbie.
Good.
More than $1.2 million in hardship assistance has already been paid out to affected residents, with more help being available for those affected by severe flooding. Residents in affected areas who have power or phones are encouraged to use a self-recovery app or online portal at www.qld.gov/community recovery or ring the hotline on 1800 173 349 to lodge applications, seek information and assistance, or arrange outreach visits. Residents can also visit the Beenleigh Hub for face-to-face help. Applicants may receive $180 per person, up to $900 for a family of five or more, and there may be other assistance available. Community recovery operations are also underway in North Queensland, with the area's fifth community recovery hub opening at Cannonvale TAFE. Community recovery hubs are also open at Proserpine, Bowen and Mackay. Extra financial assistance is also now available for residents in the Mackay and Whitsunday areas affected by the loss of electricity, gas or water for more than 5 days. This is in addition to the immediate hardship assistance grants. So people who are experiencing personal hardship due to Cyclone Debbie should download and use the self-recovery app at www.qld.gov.au/community recovery or contact the Community Recovery Hotline on 1800 173 349 for further information.
And Jane was saying before too, Ange, that there's still 60-odd thousand people 2 and a bit weeks after the event that still don't have power and water.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that on the news the other night. That's phenomenal.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
There are ways now too, Ange, that businesses can help to support people that have been affected by Debbie.
There are, and businesses in each community all have different ways of doing so. So businesses are encouraged to recognise the role they play in supporting the community before, during and after a disaster, and prepare plans that will assist them to either maintain a continuity of service during events or re-establish services following a disaster to support the community through the recovery phase. Resources to assist businesses to prepare for disasters can be found at the Queensland Government's Business and Industry Portal. NGOs and not-for-profit organisations also play important roles before, during and after a disaster, including assisting vulnerable members of the community to prepare for events, volunteer management and recovery support. These organisations typically have networks of clients who may be vulnerable members of the community. Their role in supporting the vulnerable members of the community should be recognised through all levels of disaster management arrangements. More information can be found at getready.qld.gov.au/beprepared.
Be prepared indeed. You've got some information for us in regard to an independent living expo.
Yes, on the 24th of May at the Royal International Convention Centre in Brisbane. It's called Your Choice, Your Control. On display will be the latest in assistive technology, aids and equipment, as well as options for mobility, communication, travel services and lifestyle options. The Independent Living Expo is an event that welcomes all those involved in ensuring better outcomes for people with disability of all ages. The expo is of interest for everyone, whether a consumer, caregiver, allied health practitioner, equipment funder, or support organisation. It's free to attend, there's free coffee, and you can pre-register for free parking. To register or for more information, phone 1300 789 845 or visit www.atsaindependentlivingexpo.com.au.
That sounds like that'd be a really interesting thing to attend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for people of all ages.
Right. And a little bunny told me it's Easter.
It is.
You've got some Eastery type stuff happening.
I do. I thought we'd change the mood a little bit from talking about natural disasters to talking about all three.
Chocolate. Yeah.
Chocolatey and delicious.
Yes.
Sounds good to me. Head along to Cleveland's Easter Market on Sunday the 16th of April. Take the kids along to Bloomfield Park for free Easter eggs at 10 a.m. and the Easter Bonnet Competition at 11 a.m. Proudly brought to you by the Cleveland Markets and Cleveland Village Traders Association. And on Monday the 17th of April, check out the Redlands Easter Family Festival at the Cleveland Showgrounds from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. The North Brisbane Easter Festival is a free, family-friendly event for the community happening on the 14th and 15th of April from 10 a.m. both days at Prospect Road in Mitchelton. There will be an inflatable soccer field.
What? Inflatable soccer field?
Yeah.
Imagine trying to fold that thing up and put it in your boot.
I'm thinking it'd be hard to blow it up.
So,
there'll be an inflatable soccer field, face painting, a bouncy castle, graffiti wall, music performances, a petting zoo, food vendors, an Easter egg hunt, and much more. Head along with your friends and family. The Mackay City Centre Easter Carnival returns on Sunday the 16th of April and will draw large crowds for loads of fun in the Mackay City Centre. Join in the free family fun at Blue Water Quay. There will be a monster Easter egg hunt, kids' activities, food stalls, and amusement rides. There will truly be something for everyone this Easter, so join in the fun and celebrate in the Mackay region.
Mm.
In Toowoomba. We love Toowoomba.
We love Toowoomba.
This weekend, from Friday the 14th of April, head along to the Streets and Lanes Festival, filling the streets and public spaces of Toowoomba's CBD with music, art, drama, food, and any other creative means to express a celebration of life.
Sounds awesome.
There's so much to offer, including Easter celebrations, multicultural performances, historical displays, and so much more.
Food?
Always. You can't have any event without food.
Mm.
Visit streetlanes.com.au for more information. Last but not least,
yes.
Berkshire hosts the World Barramundi Fishing Championships over the Easter long weekend with more than $20,000 in prizes. The competition supports the Royal Flying Doctor Service and is fun for the whole family.
Mm.
You can contact our friend Gary Jeffries on 0418 711 734 Gazza, or you can email him on bbforg@gmail.com. That number again, 0418 711 734. What a great service to be raising money for, the Royal Indeed. Flying Doctor Service.
Yes.
And that's it from me.
Well, once again, Ange, it's been a whole lot of fun. Thank you very much for all your hard work and your research.
Thank you. And Andy, we have the most amazing special guest next week. I'm so excited that I don't think I'll be able to say a word.
Well, I know I will not sleep until then.
Should we say who it is?
No.
No, let's keep everybody in suspense. But she is an incredibly intelligent woman. She's an inspiration to every person in Australia.
Probably if there was one name you could mention of an Australian person that everybody would know.
Mm-hmm. This would be it.
This is the one. So be sure to join us next week. You will be inspired.
Great inspirational Australian woman over the age of 50. What else have we got?
That'll do.
Okay. Media personality?
No, that's enough.
No. It's not Pauline Hanson.
No, it's not. All right. Well, that sounds good. Be sure to join us next week, and you make sure you're here too.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to do.
Good on you.
Hmm.
All right, have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you too. Hope it's extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Radio COTA is produced by Riversong Productions for the Council on the Aging Queensland.
Listening to Radio COTA.